My bad. Damn. Hey guys, welcome back to Get Real. I'm your host, and today I'm here with, introduce yourself,
Jenna Jackson. Hi.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Hi, Queen. Okay. Oh my god. Okay, I think today we are talking about mild rape culture and harassment. Not only towards women, by the way, towards literally everyone. And we're just going to have a little, we're going to have a little discussion about it because it's something that needs to be addressed. And I feel like, you know, that's kind of the whole point of the show. So let's address it.
Yes, we should.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the audio just like went weird. Sorry. Okay, so I am just going to start off with this, okay? This episode is in no way, in absolutely 0% way, bashing men. I know that we've had an issue with that, where some people are like, oh my god, she hates men. No, I don't. So let's just clarify, this is in no way bashing men. If you feel bashed by this episode, maybe you should rethink your life decisions, but sorry, it's not on me. Oopsies. Okay, so Jenna has a little bit of, like, stats and, like, information and research for us. So if you want to just, like, go ahead, do your thing, just...
So, we all know Netflix, and we all watch probably Netflix on a daily, actually, since quarantine. But there has been, there's, like, this, the documentary genre on Netflix, and there's a good portion of it towards, like, dedicated towards rape victims and just their stories and what they've been through. And from what I watched, more than probably half of those, which was about 10 maybe at most, they were all victim blamed for going to a party or,
oh my god,
yeah, drinking. Like, every single cop or parent or coach of the football player said maybe she shouldn't have gone to the party.
No.
Yeah. And
oh my god. Okay, wait. We need to talk about this really quick. Yeah. Okay. When I was listening to that, like, I was literally, like, so angry. Okay. Let me just clarify one thing. There is one cause of rape and one cause only. And guess what that cause is?
Rapists. Exactly.
It's not, what were you wearing? It's not, well, did you drink too much? Because with a man, he was drunk was an excuse to justify his demeanor. But as a woman, saying that she was drunk was a way to excuse the man's demeanor and not her demeanor. So do not go around telling somebody that, well, maybe your skirt was too short. You know, it's like, shut up, Jessica. I don't care. You know what I mean? No, because you can't, I swear on God, you cannot sit there and tell me that a man is tempted by my upper thigh more than he is by, like, his SATs or something like that. If my bra strap, which is 1/8 of an inch, is more distracting than the teacher who should be teaching and you should be paying attention to, if my bra strap is distracting, that's on your inability to focus. Not on my bra strap.
It's angering but amazing how people can justify what these so-called men do. Like,
exactly.
They are cowards, and half of them do it because they belittle women. They think that they have no place in the world besides they belong in the kitchen and, like, all that. Ugh. Yeah, exactly.
I will tell you right now, yo girl can't cook. I don't cook. I don't really clean. Sorry, mom and dad, but you know.
I can drive to Taco Bell.
Dude, no, because if you want to say that a woman's place is in the kitchen, tell that to all the female entrepreneurs out there. If you're listening, hello, love you so much.
Exactly.
Like, Do not tell me I belong in a kitchen. That's the last place I want to be, unless I'm baking brownies for myself.
A woman,
You
it has
know?
been. I read this thing in my English class where it was more than half of the fem like the students in entrepreneurship, like schools and like lawyers and like good business law, like those types of things are more than half women. And
Period.
guys are just like kind of falling behind, but like that's okay. That's okay.
But also, another thing that really annoys me is that, again, not blaming the male gender as a whole, but let me just clarify something. There are absolute monsters among us. They look like us. If you're sick of the conversation that's currently going on about men, feel free to change it. But you need to be involved. I believe deep down, most men are good. But when 1 in 10 men are shit and the other 9 do nothing, they might as well not even be there. Being good on the inside means absolutely nothing if you're not actively involved in the narrative. Instead of having this hero complex of, oh, I'm gonna go beat up a rapist, how about you prevent one? Because I know it can be done. Because so many people failed at it, but a lot of people succeed at it. And you can see the difference. So talk to your damn boys and get involved. Stop justifying your friends for being an absolute pig. Stop. It's not funny. It's not cute. You're not more of a man. In fact, you're less of a man because you just justified somebody's demeanor and you just justified the fact that somebody is hurt and somebody could have died. And you justified it because they're your best bud or, because Saturdays are for the boys or whatever the hell you want to say about it. Stop. And you want to say that, oh, these issues aren't important. Hell yeah, they're important. Excuse me. When 1 in 4 women are sexually assaulted sometime in their life, and that's before they've even gone through puberty, you can come and tell me that it's not an important issue when it like rises to 1 in maybe 3 million, then maybe it doesn't matter a fourth as much, but it will always matter. Stop telling me that it doesn't freaking matter because it will always matter in everyday life. And you can't sit there and tell me that it's all in my head. When 1 in 4 women are sexually assaulted, abused, or harassed before puberty, that's an issue. Stop telling me that it's not.
Period, though. But more than like a good majority of the rape, like the assault victims, they kill themselves
I know.
because of like the blaming. They don't have any support, and after their rape, they are interrogated. They are practically raped over again with the rape kit they have to receive in the Just the picture, yeah, the
Hospital.
hospital, just what they have to go through at the hospital. Like, just to imagine
It's
going
enough.
through that is terrifying.
And it's just emotional trauma along with the physical trauma, and there's not enough support for people who went through that.
It's
Because let alone the physical trauma, that's horrible enough. But then you have to go and tell somebody about the experience that you had that you never want to relive inside your head ever again, but you're forced to. Because that's the only way you can get justice. And I'm not saying that people should be mind readers and people should know automatically that you just got sexually assaulted, but I'm saying give the victims a damn minute to collect a thought. Because what they just went through is something a woman or anyone should ever have to go through, whatever. Yeah, I just said go to, but like we're gonna forget that. But not only did that person, and I'm saying person because I recognize that not just women are raped. I recognize that. but they just went through quite possibly the worst event of their entire life. And then they're expected to go right after their assault to a hospital room to get examined all over again and to be violated all over again. And then after that, they're expected to go into a police room and be interrogated for 3 hours straight on what their attacker looked like. But she'll probably end up getting blamed anyway because she was apparently too drunk to recognize
Exactly.
herself. That's disgusting. Stop telling people that they're wrong. And I know that false rape accusations are real. I am not saying that they aren't. I've never once said that false rape accusations are not real, because they're real and they're valid. They're an issue. I appreciate that. I know that. But you cannot sit there and tell me that the woman was too drunk and that's what justifies a person taking away a part of them. Because the minute something like that happens to you, you lose every bit of yourself that you thought you knew about. You thought you knew it, and then you lose it, and it's gone, and you have to glue yourself back together. And then people want to come and they want to like pick and choose at how you choose to glue yourself back together. So, no, you don't get to blame me for this. You don't get to blame somebody for this. You can't blame someone on how they choose to glue themselves back together. And if we could go a day without a rapist, I would walk the streets alone at night. I just want to go on a damn walk. I want to
I
go
would
on a
do so many
walk.
things. Like, I don't even know. Like, probably swim at night. I would probably, like, be able to walk to my car at night without having to hold a key between my fingers.
I would throw a huge party and I would not worry about my drink being drugged. And again, I'm saying a day without rapists, not a day without men, because I know some of y'all listening and they're like, oh my God, she's like literally generalizing men. No, honey, I'm generalizing rapists. That's what I'm doing. That's what I've always been doing with these types of things. Like in my toxic masculinity episode, which y'all got really mad about, I was generalizing toxic males and not males as a whole. Okay.
Egos.
So no, I would throw a big party and not worry about my drug being spiked. I could wear the shortest skirt I wanted to. I could do whatever I could just to be free, just to be worry free, to be so happy. And I'd get drunk even if I wanted to, because I can walk home.
Just be able to do like normal life things that everyone else gets to do, but we have to be extra careful with because of what's out there.
Right. And you can't leave your drink unattended. You have to think about what you were wearing, what's the last place you went, just in case something happens.
It's just the expectations for us just because of what could and probably will happen to, like you said, one in four women is just awful. Like, because of what we wear,
It's hard.
it's just you guys need to stop excusing what these rapists do and hold them accountable so we can actually get a handle on it and try to at least make it stop.
Right. And that's a really good point, because I know that a lot of you listening at home, you're like, well, I've never, like, I may or may not have gone through a sexual encounter or something like that. And if you have, you made it out alive. At least if you did, you're listening to this, you made it out alive. And you killed it. You're a freaking goddess. Like, you're a warrior, dude. Like, you
Like
killed that.
a survivor.
Exactly. You literally survived what most people wouldn't even fathom going through, and you survived it. And right now, I'm not talking to the people who feel generalized due to rapists. Because if you feel generalized and you feel like I'm talking about you, about like drinks being spiked or something like that, you have a personality issue, not me. No, I'm talking to the people who have gone through something like that, primarily women, but I'm not discrediting men either. If you got out of bed this morning, you are a freaking survivor. If you brushed your teeth this morning, you're a survivor. If you are even alive this morning, you are a survivor. And if you are going to stay alive, you are a survivor. And you are no less of a woman because somebody did something horrible to you. You are no less of an individual because someone did something to you. You are more than a woman. You are more of a woman than anyone could ever imagine. Now that you have survived something that most of us couldn't even fathom going through. And like, it's hard because this is a topic that I really, really, really feel strongly on. And like, I'm trying not to cry right now because I could literally like scream
Yeah,
people's
me too.
heads off if they victim blame. Like, you victim blame, you're dead. Like, you're just like deleted. Like, no, you're canceled.
It's
Bye.
not.
I will literally demolish your existence.
It's just not something to do. It's just,
Thank you.
I can't wrap around, like, I can't fathom how they think that. Like, how can it be our fault? It's like, I am 17 and I can count at least 5 times I've been sexually harassed. And like, that's
Oh,
not
yeah.
just in school, but also out in public.
Yeah, I'm 14 and I could easily count at the very, very least 5 times. One of them including a crazy chokehold, and he was weak. It didn't go over very well, but he tried his best. But no, I'm God, if you're listening to this and you have ever victim blamed anyone in your entire life, I want you to click off of this show and I want you to go like apologize like right now. Like dead ass, like do it. I don't care. Do it. If you victim blame somebody because of an experience that they went through, go apologize and make sure that they know that you know what you did was so wrong. Because that's important.
You can't really say it's their fault, especially because one, it's not their fault, and you are not there. You have no idea what they are or went through. And unless you were raped or sexually harassed, you can't really fathom what they are going through. And
No experience, no
exactly.
right to
It's
talk about
just
it.
not your place, and you really need to understand that.
Some people to make it their place when I'm like, I could literally ask, like, hey, Chad, since you weren't blaming me for the skirt that I was wearing, how many times have you been harassed
Exactly.
in
Like,
public?
look at the dress code in schools. Like, we all know it's directed towards girls,
Bruh.
but we never speak on it. Like, we can't wear half of our closet because it will distract boys, quote unquote.
Bruh, an old man told me to pull my shirt down at school, and the female teacher was like, "Girl, I love your shirt," and I'm like,
Exactly, like,
"Thank you." And he's like, "Pull down your shirt," and I was like, "Oh my God, I would be delighted to pull down my shirt just for you, sir." And then you know me, I pulled it right back up. I pulled it right
seriously,
where it
like,
was,
really,
you
my
know.
stomach skin gets you distracted like that? Like, seriously?
Oh my God, that's a belly button. Jenna, that's a belly button. Are
Like,
you
oh
kidding?
my
That's so
God, have you seen my
disgusting.
knee? Like, I cannot show my knee, Abby. Like, it's so bad.
Oh my God. Jenna, a little
I know.
promiscuous, aren't we today? Oh my God. But no, I mean, it just shows that everyday life, you know, a straight male can be, or some, again, not everyone, but some males can be openly homophobic and openly misogynistic and openly just like, just awful. And then somebody says, kill all men. And they're like, oh my God, my feelings are hurt. Oh my God. But they're the ones who are oppressed. Right.
Exactly.
They're oppressed. I'm just like,
Like,
shut up.
it's just disappointing, really. It's like we're 2020 and this is still going on. And like with everything going on right now, especially, we need to fix this. Like, it needs to be done. It's just like when you are sexually harassed or you are raped, half of the women don't even report it because they don't want to go through it and they think it's their fault. And in every which way, it's not. But they don't think that because of everything they've heard or seen, or they know what their friends went through. And so they'd rather not go through it.
Like baby, exactly. Like baby girl, if something happened to you, you didn't want it,
Exactly.
it will never be your fault. It will never, ever, ever be your fault.
It's just.
And I hope that if you're like actually struggling with something like this and listening to this, please like DM me or Jenna. Like we will literally,
Yeah,
like we got you.
I will
Promise.
listen. I will do whatever you guys need.
Right. And yeah, like we're literally anything that any of us can do, let us know. If there's something, if you're listening to this and there's a certain topic that you really need to hear other people speak on, let me know. Like literally let me know. And I will make an effort to do that. Because at the end of the day, this is something that I made because I want people to have an outlet and know that they are being heard without saying anything. I want the people to feel heard without having to say a word. And that's the whole point. And as long as you people feel like you have an outlet where you can just be here and know that somebody else understands what you went through, then I've done my job. We have done our job. Because as women, we have to be a united front with this. We can't just let it go by
Stand together.
unnoticed. Exactly. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to a united front? Whatever happened to a sisterhood? Whatever happened to any of it? I'll tell you what happened. People made it so that we can't talk anymore without getting interrupted. No one can say a single thing anymore without somebody else asking what they were wearing or what they were doing or how they were doing it or being interrupted blatantly and just rude. It's rude. So, ladies and anyone who feels the same way we do, whatever happened to being united? Whatever happened to that? I say we bring that back. I say that we let the people know
I'm in.
that we're done. Period. I'm starting a damn revolution. Thank you. I'm starting a
Honestly, though, that would be
revolution.
awesome.
Ugh,
Just to
can you
be like, it
imagine?
would be like a
It'd be great.
movie.
I know. Oh my God, what if I
My
like get
God,
my own
can I be
reality
on
show?
it?
Oh, yes, you can, of course. Oh my God. All right. Well, I think that this is a good place to end it. If y'all want a part two with like me and Jenna, like if y'all want a part two, let us know, Because I feel like we could literally
Yeah.
talk about this forever and it would never ever be out of style or anything like that. So, I really hope that this helped and I hope that you guys feel heard and listened to and I hope that you feel accepted and loved because we love you more than you could ever imagine. Just remember, you're a baddie and no one can tell you
We stand
otherwise.
together.
I know. All right.
Thank
Thank you, Jenna,
you.
for coming on.
I love
I
you.
appreciate you and I love you. All right. And to those of you listening, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. my show on Apple Podcast and let me know your thoughts. Just don't be mean. Okay, cool. All right, this has been Get Real, and I hope you guys will stay tuned for new
Bye.
episodes. Bye.